Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Now I've got to be nice because we've got a reverend in the studio. I think it's the first reverend we've ever had in the Vectis Radio studio. So good morning, Mark.
Mark Evans, and it's a privilege to be here. Thank you very much to be the first minister here.
Obviously, the reason why we got you in, people are struggling.
Yes.
And I think I'm right in saying that the council have set up or they've advised or
they've administrated the pantry. It's actually funding from government, central government. So there's pantries across the island as a response to the current crisis of cost of living, etc. So yes, the Isle of Wight administrate it through a charity called Connect for Communities.
And the Pyle Street one has only just opened up very recently, isn't
it? 4 weeks ago, and we've already got 150 members. Yesterday we gave food to 60 people.
Does it surprise you how many people?
No, as a church we've been feeding people with free food from supermarkets and other places for the last 7-8 years, firstly through the pop-up soup kitchen, then latterly with the junk food project. So places like Morrison, Sainsbury's, Waitrose, M&S all support us, which is fantastic.
It is fantastic. Yeah. And I say it's lovely when you see people coming together in a community and helping out. So well done for setting that up.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure you've got an amazing team that work with you as well.
Yeah. I have two kind of assistant managers that are very part-time that have worked 40 hours the last couple of weeks just to get it going and build a team. Our motto is a community in unity. So as you say, different people from the community, supermarkets, I say I've just spoken to an estate agent, just spoken to people in the banks and the solicitor's office. Just whether you're rich or poor, a prince or a pauper, you can help out in the community looking after some of the most vulnerable. Different people have signed up. As you say, it is a surprise and a shock. There are so many people needing it, but it's a government initiative and I want to make the most in supporting as many people as I can.
Isn't it lovely when you reach out to places like banks and they shock you with, yes, we'll help?
Well, they haven't said that yet.
Oh, haven't they? They've put pressure on.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure. they've offered staff to come and volunteer and to raise funds and then they'll match fix it. But I worked for a church in London many years ago and God bless us, we've caught £1 million to set up a community soft play. So I'm hoping that the banks, actually, as some people that make big profits, maybe as energy companies, will actually help look after some of the more vulnerable people here on the island.
That's amazing. And they got the right man for the job. Now, let's tell us what is available, because people out there will be thinking, right, what is it? How can I get involved? How will it help me?
So very simply, you have a simple membership form to fill out. Again, that's just data for the government to know who they're supporting. And £5 each time you come buys you potentially £15-20 worth of food. We've used a company called Bidfood through the Isle of Wight Council. So quality steak pies, chicken pies, lamb pies, bits of fish, cheese. You can have 2 from the fridge or freezer. And then there's 10 items from our shelving. So anything from jars of coffee to tinned chicken curry to hot dog sausages, you know, fruit juice, squash, toilet rolls, baked beans, pot noodles, whatever you want. We're working with local supermarkets like hopefully B&M, the Food Warehouse. We did a big shop there. Asda locally, Co-op in East Cow support us. So again, the community really coming to support us because hopefully we've built a decent reputation with them over the years in handling food properly, particularly when it's at the end of its life, shelf life, what we do as a church. But as a pantry, it's all stock off the shelf, which is all good quality stuff.
What advice can you give to people that maybe in that look, I used to be wealthy and now I'm not, and now I'm maybe feeling a bit shameful to actually reach out.
We want to provide a quality product that feels like a little mini supermarket that anybody can come in. And, you know, it's not a freebie. You have to pay for it. And actually, you coming in and bringing the statistics of who you are means hopefully the government will continue to support. My former church buildings are where Cafe Asola are and the Man in the Moon. So we're looking for them to support us in some way in our community and unity. So Cafe Asola are giving us a repurposed coffee machine so people can come in and have a quality coffee. It's not something cheap and instant, but they can come and just sit and be comfortable, be relaxed. Yesterday when we had 60 people and there was a bit of a waiting queue, and I had a team of about 7 or 8 volunteers and they worked really hard, but we want people to come in and feel relaxed. It's a nice modern building. And anybody's welcome. As I say, prince or pauper and anyone in between, you're all welcome.
Okay, that's brilliant. How do people get involved? You know, is it a case of just turn up? Do they make a phone call? Do they go online?
Yeah, we've mainly on Facebook and on the Isle of Wight Council webpage. You can find us at, under the cost of living part of that. Again, so new, we've only just today bought a mobile phone, so we have a phone number, so I can't remember that off the top of my head. I can't even remember the email off the top of my head, but if you find us on Facebook, the Pyle Street Pantry, we're going to try and improve our comms. We've gone quietly for the first 3 or 4 weeks and incredibly busy. So if anybody wants to help out and volunteer, that would be fantastic because we can open more. But also those that you know want to come for the first time, we have membership forms in the church foyer they can do, or there's plenty of tables in our upper hall where they can just come and fill that in, have a cup of coffee and some cake or something before they do their shopping.
And where exactly is it?
So it's on Pyle Street between B&M and the Catholic Church. We're the new church building with the blue tower and the chapel that's just actually being finished this week.
Wow.
Waiting for our builders to finish this week and just
at
sign
last.
Things. Yeah, a miracle, isn't it? You know, first time in this office. I should have come in many years ago and it would have happened before.
Brilliant. Hey, look, we've run out of time.
Yep.
Please come back.
Yeah, I will.
And we will continue to push what you do and come back with that phone number, come back with more details
yeah.
and an update.
Yeah.
And the message is really, really simple. Reach out. Don't feel any shame because you do actually have to make a payment yourself.
Yeah.
And you will get some assistance
that
and you will
correct.
Feel better. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you for coming in and hopefully we'll see you again.
Yeah.